The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog here at plantersplace.com, where we discuss all things veggie. And today's veggie of discussion is the turnip, and a specific type of turnip. Now, turnips have never been an appealing crop to me. I have limited space in my garden, and I would rather grow kale or chard or zucchini or something like that where I can get a lot of stuff from a small amount of space. But I have found a variety of turnip just recently that I will try to squeeze into my garden next growing season. And this turnip is called the Macomber turnip. Or is it called the Macomber turnip? I'm not quite sure of the pronunciation. Have you heard of it? Have you not heard of it? If you have heard of it, then you probably have visited or live in the south coast of Massachusetts. Now, the Macomber turnip is named for two brothers local to Westport, Massachusetts. Westport is westernmost town right alongside the Rhode Island border. So it's nearly the Cape, but not quite. Very much farmland, very much also coastline. Now these brothers acquired the seed for this turnip when they attended the 1876 Centennial Exposition that took place in Philadelphia. And as the story goes, the seeds that these brothers acquired, we believe that they were bred from Russian or Swedish rutabagas. Over time, these seeds developed into the variety that is now known as the Macomber turnip. Maybe it's the soil here in Westport, which is where I am currently residing. Or perhaps it's the rocky and loamy soil here. Who knows? But they are a local delicacy in and around the South Coast and also in Rhode Island. These Macomber turnips are generally round to elongated in shape with a flesh that is pure white. Now, it's also known as the Bristol white, I believe, Bristol denoting the county where we are. These Macomber turnips also have a reputation for growing pretty large, I have to say. Nearly the size of a butternut, small butternut, but still, or a small pumpkin. All you need is one for a meal for several people. Perfect for Thanksgiving. So what is the Macomber turnip? Well, after doing a little bit of research online, the common belief is that the Macomber brothers' original turnip that they acquired from the expo, which is Brassica rapa, the turnip genus and species, it possibly crossed genetically with a rutabaga, which has the Latin name Brassica napus. The Macomber is sweet like a rutabaga, but with a crisp flesh. And it's the crispness of this flesh that makes some people think that perhaps there was some interspecific crossing going on with some nearby radishes. And the radish Latin name is Raphanus sativus. That is somewhat unlikely, I have to say. And, you know, there probably is a agricultural taxonomist out there that could do a little bit of investigation if they would like. Now, these Macombers make an excellent mash. I've heard some people just really love to boil them, mash them up, and mash them up with carrots for a nice and tasty side dish. Yet, at the same time, this Macomber turnip has a mellow radishy flavor that, along with the crispness of the flesh, make them a great item as a raw vegetable. Can you believe it? A raw turnip? But they're supposed to be very good. I haven't tried it yet, but I will have to do that soon. Okay, so I have a few growing tips for you Not just for Macomer turnips, but for turnips in general. Now, you can grow them as a spring crop, sow the seeds in your soil just as the soil is workable in the spring, or grow them as a fall crop. So you would be growing the seeds or planting the seeds in midsummer, mid to late summer. Choose a site that has full sun, and even partial sun will do. The soil should be loose, rich with humus or humus, and well draining. Turnips should be watered weekly, unless you're getting a lot of rain, of course, but don't let them dry out too much. Start your turnips in a compost-rich or humus-rich soil, and it's a fast-growing crop, so you might need an extra boost of compost midway through the season. Turnips can't survive a severe freeze, so do harvest them before that point, before the weather turns. But they can handle a few light frosts, which can actually make them have a sweeter flesh. So that's all I have for you for today on the Macomer turnip. See if you can find yourself one in your local grocery store, or try to find some seeds online. I will do the same, and I'll let you know how they do next spring.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.